following the still mounting death toll, which has now surpassed 300 people, and the announcement late last night that the recent devastating flooding in KZN has officially been classified as a provincial disaster. Disaster Relief NGO Gift of the Givers chairman and founder, Dr. Imtiaz Suleiman, offered a statement on what the foundation is doing in the area and where it still needs aid.
Given the huge scale of destruction and the number of areas affected, the number of people affected, Gift of the Givers trying to make assessments in as many areas as possible. Fortunately, we have networks on the ground that we've worked with previously over our 30-year history. They assisted us in getting feedback from the various areas. By the end of Tuesday, we had covered information from Pietermaritzburg, Hillcrest, Pinetown, Claremont, Marion Hill, New Germany, Phoenix, Tongaat, Bedlam, Central Durban, Isipingo, Amzinto, Kings Bay, Amlazi, Inanda, and Kwamashu. Ongoing information from other areas are coming in. Distribution started also on Tuesday in an area where Granny and three grandchildren were washed away. In the evening, water was delivered to the residents of Amshloti, where although there's plentiful water from rain, there's no water to drink. We've started visiting other areas since yesterday, and distribution is delayed because of the inaccessibility of roads. Items have to come in. It takes time. You can't take big trucks. You have to go with smaller trucks to try to cover a wide area as possible. But fortunately, we're setting up bulk feeding, bottled water, blankets, mattresses, as these are all the initial stages. We will follow this up later by new clothing, food parcels, which in some areas we've already given out, stationery and uniforms for those who've lost everything in the floods, and then we'll look at building material. People want hope. They have been emotionally and psychologically traumatized, losing their lives, possessions, and losing family members. The mortuaries have already reported over 260 bodies directly related to the floods. Yesterday, we were in an area trying to retrieve the body of an individual, a domestic, who got caught up in the rubble when the boundary wall fell on her quarters. Since Monday night, search and rescue teams have been trying to get her out, and we are arranging specialized equipment this morning that will help retrieve the body and arrange a dignified death. All those wanting to support Gift of the Givers can contact our toll-free number 0800 786 911, or visit all our social media pages at giftofthegivers.org.
This is an ongoing story. For Times Live, I am Paige Muller.